The street called Wisdom Walk. In a little town, there lived a wise old man known to the townspeople as Ellis. His home was at the very end of Wisdom Walk, a street that curved its way through the heart of town. Ellis had lived a life rich in experiences, from joyous laughter to sorrowful tears. But above all, he was known for his unyielding focus on seeking wisdom, a trait that seemed to cast a peaceful glow around him. One day, a young man named Aiden found himself wandering up Wisdom Walk. His heart was heavy with the burdens of life without meaning. He had heard tales of Ellis, of the clarity and the purpose that seemed to follow the old man. As Aiden approached Ellis's small but humble home, he noticed the old man was sitting peacefully in the garden, his eyes closed and a gentle smile on his lips. Hesitantly, Aiden approached asking if he could talk, which Ellis, of course, agreed. Then Aiden began to share his troubles, speaking of his life full of distractions, lacking direction, and lacking meaning. Ellis listened intently, his eyes reflecting a deep understanding. Once Aiden had finished, Ellis began to speak softly, yet each word seemed to carry the weight of the world. "Aiden," he began, "life is much like this street we find ourselves on, full of twists and turns, with noises and distractions that can lead us astray. But like any journey, it is not the noise or the distraction that dictates our direction, but our focus. And what we focus on becomes the point of life we guide ourselves toward." Ellis stood up and gestured for Aiden to walk with him, as Ellis continued to talk. "This street I live on, as you know, is called Wisdom Walk. And to walk Wisdom Walk means to move forward with purpose, to filter through the noise of the world, and to hold tight to the whispers of wisdom that life offers. Remember, my young friend, wisdom is not just the accumulation of knowledge, but it's the application of it to lead to a life with meaning." With every step they took, Ellis shared insights of life on the importance of staying true to one's values and on the power of reflection. He spoke of the strength found in silence and the clarity that comes with contemplation. As they reached the end of Wisdom Walk, Aiden felt as though a weight had been lifted from his shoulders. He turned to Ellis, his eyes excited with newfound understanding. "Thank you, Ellis. I see now that to live a life of meaning, I must focus not on the surroundings, but on the wisdom that lies within and around me. I must walk my own wisdom walk, one step at a time, with purpose and focus." Ellis nodded. He began to smile. "Yes, Aiden. And remember, the street does not end here. It continues in your heart and stretches into the horizon of your life. Walk it well with focus and with wisdom, and you will find the meaning you seek." With those final words, Aiden thanked Ellis and turned to leave, his steps lighter, his heart fuller, and his eyes clear with the vision of his own path. The journey of Wisdom Walk was not just a physical one, but a journey into the depths of understanding his own being, a journey that would guide him to a life of profound meaning. And so, as the sun dipped below the hills, casting a golden glow, Aiden began his true walk on the path of wisdom, focused and unwavering, a journey not just of feet, but of his soul. We live in the times where everyone and everything tries to surround you with what life is supposed to be for you. But is this true? Real life begins the day you decide to travel the path you choose, following wisdom, understanding, and staying focused on your own life's walk. Think before you leap, and each step will be clearer. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Fantastic Powell. Make it happen.